Well, have a seat. And if you have your Bibles, let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6 first. 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. I know that things come into our life and it sometimes just looks absolutely impossible. Like it's just not ever going to change. It isn't going to happen. I don't see any daylight at the end of this crazy tunnel. And people are looking at America right now. And I mentioned it Sunday that they're saying, you know, America's going to hell in a handbasket. No, it isn't. And so any time that you allow things to go on in your life and it just stays that way forever, you need a miracle. You need something to change and need that miracle. And I just want to tell those of you tonight that are stuck in a complete rut, that there is a way out. Amen. And God knows the way, and he knows how to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want you to see this. First of all, I'll just tell you this story. We're not going to read this just to save time. Okay, you remember Elijah and the servant boy that was with him? He was like his armor bearer, and he was always where Elijah was. There he was, always helping him. And so Elijah knew, he knew that his help was from on high, and he knew his help came from the Lord. But this young servant man, he wasn't quite there, and he couldn't quite open the eyes of his faith to see. And so they were surrounded. Israel was surrounded on all four sides with the enemy. I mean, chariots and horses, you know, the armies coming against them. And the little guy comes to, I don't know how old he was, probably a full-grown man, comes to Elijah and he says, Elijah, he goes, oh, prophet, these guys are going to overwhelm us. They're going to overtake us. They're going to burn our city down. And Elijah just simply said this, listen, the song we sing over and over and over, which is one of my favorite, and nobody sings it like Brother Chris sings it. No one sings it like him. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And God said, Elijah said, oh, Father, oh, God, please open my servant's eyes that he might see. And when he said, open his eyes, he saw. And the whole mountain was just filled with chariots and big angels upon those chariots. I mean, he didn't even see the army, man. He just saw angels and the chariots. And he saw this, and then he rested in faith. So tonight we are going to take a little bit of a time after I do this just to sit with the Lord and say, Lord, open my eyes that I might see. And then I want us to look at our Bibles and see what he will show you. And it happens every time he will speak through his word. So I'm not going to tell you the rest of that story because I want to go here to chapter 6, verse 25, Kathy. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and here's how bad it was. You little guys over here, you'll enjoy this. There was a great famine in Samaria. Indeed, they besieged it. They took it over. Until a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. Okay, they were selling a donkey's head at that time, selling a donkey's head to eat, to boil and eat, for $51. That turned out, those 80 shekels of silver turned out to be $51.20. Now, to have $51.20 to buy a donkey head, you had to be pretty well off. Or you bought the donkey head and boiled it and made soup for the neighbors. Okay, so at this time, food was so scarce, there were no gardens, the ground wouldn't grow anything, that they had to start killing the animals. $51 donkey head. Then some brilliant person discovered doves. Dung, yes. But doves were going to the bathroom in different places. So they thought, well, there's the dove dung or manure. And we can just gather that up and we can eat that. Because dove's dung and manure is only some seeds they ate or food. So what's bad about that? So they began to gather up dove's dung, and it took a whole bunch, but they gathered it up and put it in pint jars, and a pint jar of dove's dung sold for $3.20. Now that's a lot of money to pay for manure from a dove. And here, Old King James calls it dung, dove dung. You can hear, you can see Sarah has heard this message before. Dove dung, $3.20. So here's what the prophet said. And why could the prophet speak with such confidence? Because his eyes had been opened. He knew his God, and he had seen him work over and over and over, and he hadn't been short on miracles. He saw what the Lord could do. All right, look at this in chapter 7, verse 1. Chapter 7, verse 1. I mean, you're talking about famine. It was bad. The earth was cracked. There was no water, and there wasn't getting ready to be any water. But look at verse 7. And Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, that tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley, that means two handfuls of barley, will be sold for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. It'll be sold for a penny." Now, I'm just telling you, he said, you're going to get fine flour. You'll get fine flour. Some say it was 64 cents. Others say it would have been a penny in our money. Okay, so here you go. So you're going to be able to buy flour, fine flour, not just any flour, but fine flour, and barley for a penny. Where are you going to get fine flour, and where are you going to get barley? Where are you going to get that? Because it was famine. Farmers had nothing. They didn't have flour beat together. They didn't have barley ready, barley fields. But he said, hear the word of the Lord. But look at verse 2. Here's how a lot of people take things. Pastors can preach it. The evangelists can say it. The Lord himself can speak things to us. You read it in his word. You grab the promise. But verse 2, look at this. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, common man talking to the man of God, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, if he would make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you will not eat of it. So here's what this man did, okay? The wicked king, and I remember farther back in the book of Kings, this young man served the king. He was the king's armor bearer. Now, the king was a wicked king. But this young man, he would lean up on the king's, put his elbow up on the king's knee like this and talk to the king and serve him and just, you know, anything he had need of. You see there, let's see what it says. The officer on whose hand the king leaned. Okay. Now, the king leaned on him to get up. He leaned on his knee when he's talking to the people. And the boy had said, God, is it okay that I serve this wicked king? And God said, yes, because I'm taking you somewhere. So he allowed him to do it. And so he's the one that served that wicked king. So you got to watch out who you hang with. Even though he said, God, can I do this? And God said, yes. But then because he had been hanging around the wrong people, then what happened is they rubbed off on him and they rubbed off on his faith. And now his faith was little and Elijah's faith was big. And the man of God said, I'm just telling you that tomorrow you'll be able to buy the fine flour for a penny and two handfuls of barley for a penny. And this guy who served the king himself said, I'm just telling you right now, man of God, if God should open the windows of heaven, there is no way on earth that could happen by this time tomorrow. And that next line says, Elijah speaking now, he said, in fact, it is going to happen. And he said, you'll see it with your eyes, but you won't eat of it. You'll see it, but you won't eat of it. Can I tell you guys something tonight? You know what hurts me as a pastor? Is to see so many of the people that are still staying home from COVID. They're still out there. And we're in here yelling that God's fixing to do something that the world has never seen. And over, I say, when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, that's when his glory will be seen and his light will shine. Over and over, I say that. Not of my own accord, but Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. It say it by the word. And there's going to be people that just say, I don't believe that, Pastor. And I just don't believe it. This earth is too dark. And you know what? I believe we could say to them tonight, you know what's going to happen? It's going to come. And you're going to see it. But you won't be able to touch it. You won't even know how to enjoy it because you won't recognize it. You will not recognize the glory of God when it comes in. You'll say, oh, that's really nothing else than usual. No, I'm telling you, when revival comes, other people may not see it, but you see it because there's something in you that you have in connection with God, and you see things that other people don't see. And so while they're saying, I don't feel anything, I don't see anything, well, that's exactly what this guy said. Now, Rick, this is going to be short tonight, but if you put anything on the website, you can always see or hear our sermons on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. But I would just say this about this message. God means what he says. And he says what he means. So you might just put the first part, God means what he says, period. But he also says what he means. And when he puts things in here, that's just what he meant. Now, it may be a while, but when it comes, I told you the other, well, I'll just leave that, okay. But, so, now if God opened the windows of heaven, that couldn't happen. He says, well, you'll see it, but you won't touch it. Well, let me take you here for a minute, and I don't want to jump off, but the Bible jumps off on this subject. Okay, so there were four lepers. So the four old lepers, they're just sitting out there on the side, not on the, I started to say the curb or the sidewalk, but they're sitting on a log, okay? They're just sitting out there, and they're starving. I mean, they're gonna die. They're just starving to death. Okay, so the enemy is behind those gates, and they know they've got a lot of stuff in there. For some reason, those people, they had everything they needed. How they got it? These lepers said, look, here's the thing. They said, we're sitting out here. We're going to starve to death anyway. But if we sneak inside those gates, who knows? We might be able to get some food. We might be able to get some drink. So we can either sit out here until we die, or we can go in there and die. And if we go in there and die, then we'll die at least with a full stomach. And so they said, well, let's just get up and go in. And when, listen, I mean, God can do the most impossible things in just a moment. I mean, while you're still talking about it, you get that phone call. That all of a sudden, when you got the phone call, it was like this a few seconds ago, and now it's this. Or you meet that person by, we say, accident. So they go in, and when they walked in, God caused the enemy to hear their footprints. Remember, there were only four lepers. And God caused them to hear chariots and horses. Let me read it to you. Look at verse 6. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses and the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. They're hearing all this noise. Therefore, they arose and they fled at twilight and they left the camp. Look at this. They left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. They are running away. They think the king has just loosed armies on them. So they take off running. And verse 8 says, and when the lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into the tent and they ate and they drank. And they carried away from it silver and gold and clothing. And they went and hid themselves. And then they came back and entered another tent and carried some of it also. And they went and hid it. Man, they had food and drink and clothes and jewels and silver and gold and everything, horses. And they're like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't right. We got all this blessing. Man, we got such blessing here. We can't hold all this back. We may as well go tell somebody. And they went and told the king, hey, here's what happened, man. We don't know what happened. But these guys took off and they left all their stuff. You know that scripture that you and I have been holding on to for years and years that says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just? That's just the way it's going to happen. See, could it be that these people that were coming in were those Chaldeans? I believe they were the Chaldeans over there. I brought you the message the other day and went online just to remind you of it again. The Chaldeans took off running and look how they blessed them. There's a blessing getting ready to come on God's people. There is the hugest blessing coming. And so they took off and they left it. And now suddenly, these people that didn't have a horse, they killed all the donkeys and ate their heads and gathered the dove's dung. Look what happened here. So the lepers ran out and told the king. Verse 10, so they went out and they called to the gatekeepers of the city and they told them, look, we went to the Syrian camp and surprisingly no one was there. Not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied up and the tents were intact. And the gatekeepers called out and they told it to the king's household. Okay, go all the way down to verse 18. Chapter 7, verse 18. This is why I want you to say God means what he says. Verse 18. So it happened just as the man of God had spoken. Just like he said, by this time tomorrow. So it happened just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, the two seahs of barley for a shekel and a shaw of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. It was exactly at the place he said, at the gate of Samaria. They gave them barley for a penny, two handfuls, not just one, but two handfuls. And no more dove's dung, no more donkey heads. They got to ride the donkeys. They got to pack the donkeys. They get to ride the horses. No more dove's dung, just enjoy those little birds. But now you can have all the fine flour. You can now make pancakes and you can do all you need to do. Look at verse 19. I'm almost done right here. And then that officer that said it couldn't be done, look at this. And then that officer had answered the man of that had answered the man of God and said, now look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could such a thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your own eyes, but not eat of it. Verse 20. Here it goes. Look. So it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. Trampled him in the gate, and he died. He saw the blessing, but he didn't get to partake of it. Poor old guy died in poverty. He died, starved to death, but he died. He could have had it, but he couldn't believe the word. So I'm just saying, church, everything changes in a moment. My sister was married to a man for years that had her just like this. He was just a very wicked, a very hard man. And it was though she was just locked in a cage. Her whole married life almost. Had a daughter when she turned 13. He put her out, wouldn't even let her come back to the house. And my poor sister lived like a pauper. And you know, he finally died. He died when he did, he had laid away money and he had locked away in a safe thousands and thousands of dollars. Thousands, I mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in the safe. And yet it caused her to live, they lived like pauper. Never had air conditioner, never had cable TV, you know, just lived meager. But he drove a truck for the state prison, so he made a lot of money. So he just packed it away. I don't know what he was planning to do with it. But you know what she told me when he died? She found now she's a wealthy woman. And she's free. And she's so happy. And for a long time, she would tell me, she would say, you know, it's the funniest thing. For years, I never thought, I just couldn't imagine me being free of him. I just couldn't imagine. And she said, and when it happened, it was as though those dark days were there, never there. It's just like it changed, just like that. And she said, I can't even get my mind to go back and think of those days where I was locked up. Now she's lost her total eyesight. But I told somebody the other day, she's happier now with no eyesight and as a widow than she was with him and could had her eyesight. So anyway, church, I think that fit in. Is that all right? But it changed from here to there. And I want to say, whatever you're suffering, whatever you're going through, whatever, I just don't want to see people see it and not partake of the glory of God. Amen. So whatever you have, look, we can't sit back like those lepers and not tell people of the blessings of the Lord. We have to tell people what we have. We just have to tell them. Don't get caught up in our own little flaky ways, but we have to share what he's given to us. Amen. Well, look, I just want us to have some time to pray. Just take, it's already 10 after 7. Would you take if you can stay about 10 minutes maybe to pray, 5 or 10 minutes to pray. And then if you have your Bible or your phone, if you could just open your Bible and read for a while and see what the Lord would say to you. I'm just telling you, after you pray, he always speaks. Just wait on him. Just read until you stop and you get something. Just chew on it, meditate on it, and receive from the Lord tonight. Amen.